Nevea Denine's lemonade stand took the province by storm when she started it 5 years ago, and the whole province felt the devastation when she died last year. On top of raising money for other sick children, she was also a spark with Girl Guides and the Ghouls. After Nevea died, Girl Guides Deputy Commissioner for the Ghouls District, Lori Cooper, approached Nevea's mom. She had the idea of an Acts of Kindness challenge in her daughter's honor. Cooper credits the idea entirely to Nevea.
Well, it's not rooted as our idea, because it seems like since from the day that she came up with the idea for Nevea's lemonade stand, she was always doing something for somebody else in of kindness. And it just trickled, it was like a trickle domino effect, I should say. Wherever she was to, she was always trying to do something kind for somebody else. So as a unit and as a district, we decided, you know what, let's keep this going and do in her honor. I'm sure she would absolutely love it.
Some of the acts of kindness are smaller, like holding the door open for someone or asking if you can help them. And there are some bigger activities as well that the guides can do as a group, like cleaning up a beach. All the challenges, though, are dependent on the age of the girl guide. Victoria Backcock is a leader of a guide unit ages 9 to 11 in Fairyland. And when the snow goes away, they're going to be cleaning up a beach. She says there are many different acts of kindness that the girls can choose from.
It is a couple of different lists, so the girls can do some of the kindness acts at home, or they can do it with the group. So some of them, for example, would be like hold the door for someone, or give a hug, set the table, that kind of thing. And we actually try to incorporate this act guiding as well. So if we see somebody holding the door, like we do guiding with ages 9 to 11, but we do have younger kids there as well during the same time. So if we see one of our girls, the older girls, kind of helping a spark hold the door, we'll keep that in mind and we'll keep it on our list for when we kind of tally up all of the tasks they've done.
Badcock says they've done a couple of group tasks already so far. Just last week, they've made Valentines for Veterans, and Cooper's group will be working on something this coming Sunday. All the girls have been looking forward to the challenge, and if all of them complete the tasks necessary, they will get their own patch.
And when we were talking about the challenge, the girls, there was no chatter. They really paid attention because they did hear Nevea's story and it touched them. And some of them had even attended the lemonade stand. So seeing a challenge be created by a girl is very important because challenges are a big deal and it gives them a patch to wear on their camp blanket. They can show it off to people. It's going to be a really nice patch. It'll be a purple and yellow one, which was the Nevea colors. And all the girls know that already. So it was amazing to see the impact that Nevea had on such a small group, especially in the same area that we're in. Nevea would have been at some of the events with the girls, so it really hit home for them, and they're really working hard to finish the challenge.
Cooper had known Nevea since she was a day old and said she was always so full of life. The challenge has spread province-wide, and there are even some out-of-province units interested in participating. But Cooper says anyone can do it.
Any age, I mean, even if you're in guiding or not, I mean, it's something that anybody can do it. Even as much as a toddler sharing a toy.
Nevea is living on in other people's acts of kindness. For Kicker, I'm Margaret Harvey.